According to lunar calendar, 22nd of the 11th lunar month, which is on 24th of January this year, and on this day, is the anniversary day of Chögyalpakpa. And also, it is the anniversary day of Jizuma Chime Denbe Nyima. And also, it is the anniversary day of our Guru Kenchen Abe Rinpoche. So, on this very holy day, I was asked by Thichen Kunchap Ling to speak on the biography of Chögyalpakpa. Generally speaking, Sakyapa tradition is established by the Khön family members, and especially by the Khön Khönsö Gyalpo. And the Khön family members generally has three special names. First one is Clear Light of Celestial Days, because long time before, on the land of snow, three brothers from Clear Light got around. Descended, and they are known as Jirin, Yurin, and Yuse. And then later, Yurin, one of the brothers, had a son called Masang Jije, and then his son is called Tonze Pangbota or Bawatak, and then his son is called Dagwa Yuejin, and his son is called Yakwanke. So there are five generations that holds this celestial race only. And then the sixth generation, which is known as Kampoike, from that time onwards, they also hold the second name, which is the Stainless Khön lineage. So from Kampoike, then there's a Khön Baoche, Khön Dojirin Chen, Khön Sherob Yenten, Khön Yenten Jungne, Khön Tsujin Gyalpo, Khön Tsujin Sherob, Khön Gechob, Khön Getong, Khön Den Palpo, Khön Den Shagyalode. So from Khön Balke to Khön Shagyalode, there are 11 generations who also hold the second name, which is the Sandless Khön lineage. Then Khön Shagyalode has two sons, known as Khön Rosherob Tsultin and Khön Khönsö Gyalpo. So Khön Khönsö Gyalpo is the younger brother, and he established the Sakyapa tradition according to the wish of his elder brother Khön Rosherob Tsultin in 1073 AD. So from that time onwards, they also hold the third name, which is this Sakya. So these three, the Clear Light of Celestial Race, Stainless Khön lineage, and Sakyapa, these three are known as the three special names that are in the Khön lineage. And Khön Khönsö Gyalpo was born in 10:34. So now, already 988 years ago, he entered the Mahaparinirvana in 1102. And then his son is Lama Sakyabha Chabakunga Ningbo. And then his son is Kungaba Lubiram Jasanam Tamo, Jasanam Jatava Kyalton, and so he has Bachan Vipo, so he has four sons. The elder one went to India to study and then passed away in India itself. Then second and third are known as Lobram Sunam Jemma and Jyotam Jyotapa Gyaltan. And fourth son is called Bhajan Vyopo. And Bhajan Vyopo has sons, and one of them is Sakya Pandita Kunga Gyaltan. And the younger one is called Danye Chambo Sambopal. Sangdo Sanam Gyaltan. So, Sangdo Sanam Gyaltan is Sakya Pandita's younger brother. And he practiced Ganapati, not the worldly Ganapati, but super mundane deity in the form of Ganapati. And then he Ganapati himself asked a great practitioner called Satan Riba. Ganapati asked Satan Riba to take rebirth as the son of Sangdo Sanam Gyaltan. And as Satan Riba, the great practitioner, was requested by Ganapati to take rebirth in the clan lineage, especially as the son of Sangdo Sanam Gyaltan. So Satan Riba, the great practitioner, was born as Dogen Chagyal Pakwa. So Dogen Chagyal Pakwa was born in 1235 in the year of Wood Sheep Year, on the third month, in the third month. Actually, it's the sixth day of the third month, with many extraordinary signs. Extraordinary signs when he entered into the womb of his mother called Majikwinki. And also at the time of birth, there were many auspicious and extraordinary and amazing signs. And not only there were signs of noble being at the time of entering the mother's womb and also at the time of birth, but also when he was young, especially when he was very young, without learning, he can read, he can write, and also he knows other subjects without learning it, and some he learned, but he can understand, or he knows all this without putting lots of effort or without great difficulties. And also he remember his past life, as a great practitioner, Satan Riva. Satan Riva was a great practitioner. Satan Riva can directly talk with our Lokiteshvara, who is the embodiment of all the Buddha's compassion. So when Satan Riva's disciple heard that his reincarnation was born in Sakya as a Dogen Chakyal Pakwa, or actually his personal name is Lodzai Gyaltsen. So then two of his disciples went to Sakya to see and to examine whether this is a real incarnation or not. And then when Chakyal Pakwa saw these two, not only he recognized their face, but also he recognized their names. So they were really amazed, and they generate very strong and unshakable faith and devotion, and pay great respect to Chakyal Pakwa. And also, at one time, Chakyal Pakwa was accompanying Sakya Pandita Kunga Gyaltsen, who is also his uncle, and not only as his uncle, but also mainly as his root guru. So when he was traveling with Sakya Pandita at one place called Giron, there they saw many monks, and at that time there was one old monk called Dashi Tendru, who was his assistant, who was the assistant of his previous life as a Satan Riva. So when he saw, when Chakyal Pakwa see this old monk, then he said, "My assistant Dashi Tendru." So he remembered this old monk was his previous life's assistant, and also remember his name, Dashi Tendru. So then this old monk was very moved and felt very emotional. He was very emotional, and he, like the tear come from his own eyes, and also he hold Chakyal Pakwa's feet and pay great respect. So these are some of the clairvoyance that he showed when he was young, when he was a child. And when he was 3 years old, he recited Dudup Tsoke and other texts by heart. So at that time, the surrounding people were really amazed, and then they all said, this is definitely a noble being. And this name spread to all the directions. And since then, he was called Pakwa. Pakwa means noble. So Pakwa is not his personal name, but this is like a title. And then at the age of 10, he received a novice vow from Sakya Pandita, and also he visited to meet emperor of the Yuan dynasty, with Sakyapendeta. And at the age of 17, for the eyes of common people, he obtained all the knowledge, same as Sakyapendeta himself. So Sakyapendeta knows now he can take the responsibility of upholding the Dharma. So therefore Sakyapendeta gave him the conch shell or dharmic conch shell and begging bowl and other auspicious substances. And also he said, now it is time for you to do many Dharma activities and also benefit the sentient beings. And now you should remember your previous life's promise. So through this way, Sakyapendeta gave the responsibility of upholding the Dharma to Dogen Shakyapakpa. Actually, Sakyapendeta is his root guru. From him, from Sakyapendeta, he received the precious and profound Lamte teaching of the Sakyapa tradition, as well as many other empowerments, teachings, pit instructions, and others. And at the age of 19, again, he went to meet the Yuan dynasty emperor. So this time, he went by himself, and he gave the Heiwajra empowerment to the emperor and to queen and some of their entourage. So total, he gave the Heiwajra empowerment to 25 people. So since then, he established the Vajrayana teaching in his kingdom or in his surrounding places. And one time, Dogen Shakyapakpa showed miracle to the king, to queen, and to his entourage, and they were really impressed. And not only they were impressed, but it also helped them to realize how holy he is, or to realize he is a real noble being. So through this, they generate stronger faith and devotion to Dogen Shakyapakpa. And since Dogen Shakyapakpa gave empowerments and teachings to the king or the emperor, so emperor offered Dogen Shakyapakpa the land of snow, also the people, etc. And also Shakyapakpa, since he is the root guru, he is the guru of emperor, so emperor said that emperor can make all the people in the land of snow as a sacrificial follower, so he can stop all the other schools of Tibetan Buddhism in the land of snow and make only one school, which is the Sakya school, because emperor has such power to do. But then Chaitanya Baba said, no need to make all the Tibetans as a Sakyapa followers. They should maintain their own school, their own tradition. So because of this, still we have all the schools of Tibetan Buddhism in the land of snow. And also it shows how noble he is, how wise he is, how wisdom he is. And later, he received the fully ordained vow, and also he invented the Mongol letter, Mongol alphabet or the letter, and also when he was in Sakya, he did many offerings, not only as a flower, etc., but also making many beautiful shrines, etc. And he, for the eyes of common people, received many teachings from many different masters. And then at the age of 33, he again went to meet the emperor, and he flourished the Buddha Dharma, and also he flourished the Buddha Dharma far and wide. And also when he turned the wheel of Dharma, he turned the wheel of Dharma to many different peoples, to many different followers, and gave them many different kinds of teachings. And one time, he gave teachings to so many people. Normally, when there is a big gathering, nowadays, we use the gong. In Tibetan, we call it karma. I think it's called gong, right? Someone will beat the gong to gather the followers to receive the empowerments. But at that time, if a person holds the gong by left hand, and if they beat it by the right hand, then this sound will not reach to all the followers, because there are so many followers, tens and tens of thousands of followers. So at that time, the one who beat the gong right on horse, and while riding the horse, he beats this gong so that everyone can hear the sound of gong, and they can attend, they can gather together and attend the teaching from Chaitanya Prabhupada. And also, actually, he turned the wheel of Dharma far and wide and gave so many teachings including the precious and profound or sacred and secret teachings of Lamde. And his main disciple who received the Lamde teaching is known as Shangkun Chokpal. So in our Lamde lineage, from Dzogchen Chogyal Rinpoche, Shangkun Chokpal received, and then Shangkun Chokpal gave to his own disciple, Nasa Chogyalpa. So through this way, the teaching is still alive through unbroken lineage gurus. And also, he has many written texts on many different topics, like on topics like a biography of guru, or auspicious prayers, or rituals, or gift of dharma. It's like advice to the king, and also there's a garland of jewel which is written for the princess, for the prince. And also he wrote many other sutra, and also many tantric texts. So through his teaching and through his texts and other ways, his whole life has been spent to flourish Buddha Dharma, to benefit the sentient beings. Oh, I forgot. He is also known as Chui Gyal. Chui Gyal means Dharma King. So he was the king of the land of snow. He was the guru as well as the king. So therefore, he was known as Chui Gyal or Dharma King. And also, he has many other great noble activities. But today, due to shortage of time, I will conclude here. So at the end, I just like to wish all of you to have a very strong connection with Dzogchen Chogyal Rinpoche. To make better connection, not only we need to hear the biography, but also we need to follow his footsteps and follow his teachings. If we cannot study many profound teachings, then we can just study his basic teachings like Gift of Dharma, Garland of Jewels, and his teaching on refuge, bodhicitta, etc. So through this way, we can make stronger connection and we can receive more blessings, and we can receive his teachings through these texts, and we can receive these texts from our own masters and study, contemplate, and meditate. So through this way, we can really receive his blessings in our mental continuum. So with this, I will conclude my very short talk on Dzogchen Chogyal Rinpoche's biography. And I sincerely wish all of you to receive the blessings of our gurus, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And also, we should all dedicate together to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. And especially, we should all dedicate all our merits for our root gurus, long life, good health, and turn the wheel of Dharma far and wide always. Thank you.